الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولذكر الله أكبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Carrying on from where we left yesterday with regard to the importance of dhikr, the one aspect is that in this ayat, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ, 10 qualities of believing man and woman separately Allah mentioned. Usually Allah only refers to the man and the woman are included in there. But here separately. And only for the last quality, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, and those men who remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance, and those women who remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. The word kathiran, in abundance, hasn't come for any other quality, whether it's iman, whether it's namaz, that they read a lot of namazes, or that you must keep a lot of rozas, only for dhikr it has come. And then again, dhikran kathira, in abundance. So, and for example, Uzkurullah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullaha dhikran kathira, and then separately, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Tasbih also, which also will count as dhikr, but Quran referred to it as separately. So that also morning and night, in other words, all the time. So much it has to be. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali has given a very beautiful exposition of this ayat, that the 9 qualities that are mentioned, in al-Muslimina, to be a Muslim, to surrender to Allah, mu'mineen, iman, quality of iman, sabireen, those who make sabr, khashi'een, those who have fear, mutasaddiqeen, those who give great qualities. It is like a person, you have a beautiful garden, and you have a visitor and you show him your garden. Look at my garden, what beautiful roses I've got, daffodils I've got here, I've got some water features here, I've got little ponds here, streams here, beautiful garden. And everything is lush, and 12 months of the year it is lush. And 24 hours a day it is lush. Anytime you go, the garden is beautiful, perfect, to the T, all the time. Then that person looks surprisingly also, that what a garden you have got. Then you explain to him, the reason for that is, I've got plenty of water, and very good water also. In fact, for Jannat also, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to tell us that Jannat also, tayyibut turba, very good ground, is very fertile. And azbatul ma, very, very good water. Things just grow easily. And Ibrahim alayhi salam also said further, wa innaha qi'anun, it's empty. Jannat is empty. Wa ghirasuha, and the things that will for us to furnish our God, our Jannat, we have to do it now. The furnishing of Jannat, by iman we'll get our Jannat, but it will be an empty Jannat, qi'an. To furnish it, we have to do it now. And that is, for example, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, you'll be furnishing your garden. Many other acts that we do, these things will be furnishing. So this garden here, he says that it is so beautiful, and all these great things are in my garden, because I've got very good water, abundant water. My irrigation system is very good. On time it comes on, etc., and just enough water it gives. So that is why, well, 12 months of the year, my garden is so beautiful. So like that, if a person wants beautiful namaz in his life, tilawat in his life, kindness in his life, humility in his life, ithar, yu'thiruna ala anfusim, which is a great quality, khidmat in his life, all these great qualities, we need the good water of dhikr. If a person makes a dhikr all the time, all these qualities will come themselves in a person. The ground of Islam is fertile. And it is just us now that we must make our dhikr. But as I mentioned, even those who are supposed to be absolutely pardoned, we don't make our zikr. Zikr, and it is one side the water, and zikr also can be likened like rain that comes down. When rain and good rain is coming down, and fertile ground, and things are just going to grow after that. So the zikr will be that rain. And then we will see automatic, and that rain comes down with all required fertilizer. That water of that rain is such, whatever is required, you don't have to add other fertilizer. And it comes with also all required pesticide. Any insects which come in the ground, etc., weeds that grow, it kills all that also. But we must make our zikr. That is required. Make our zikr every day. And then we will see, and not for 1-2 days, and then think I'm Bayezid Bustami now. And I'm now flying on the air, and in the clouds I'm flying. No, do it regularly and continuously. And then you will see yourself. People around you will see the change that comes. But make our zikr. So for that, we'll explain a little bit about how we must, hopefully, inshallah, Allah puts in our heart with the ayat that we explained, the hadith yesterday, especially the hadith where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that zikr is the greatest amal. For example, when it comes to the 10 days of Zulhijjah, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah does not love any amal more in these days than the zikr of Allah, third kalima. There the sahaba asked, not even jihad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an exception. Not even jihad, except that person who goes with his life, and he goes with his wealth, and returns with nothing. But yeah, no exception. Zikr, there is no exception. Zikr is the greatest amal. And the Quran openly declares, "Wala dhikrullahi akbar." It is the greatest amal. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, put it in our heart, that we may, yeah, also when we make zikr, mustn't be half sleepy. And as I explained yesterday, if a person is half sleepy, he's doing the opposite of zikr. He's saying la ilaha and he falls asleep. So he's all the time saying there's no Allah. So the total opposite of what zikr was the object, illallah, only Allah. So that must be done. So a person must choose a time when he's not sleepy, when he's not hungry, when there isn't some urgent other work on his mind. He must be free and devote yourself. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. The adab and etiquette of zikr also, Quran Sharif has explained, that you must be completely free and you give your full devotion to your zikr. So choose your, everyone will have his own time. The sheikh cannot choose a time for the murid. You see what time. Some people will feel very comfortable tahajjud time, which is a very beautiful time. Somebody after fajr, somebody after maghrib, whatever time we have, after zuhr. By Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Anin Iskhanka, the zikr was always after zuhr. So everyone see what time he has got according to his schedule and fix your time. And we must make 100 times zikr of La ilaha illallah and 100 times of Allah. And this is also people who have a shortage of understanding, knowledge, they object that this is bidat. Very common. Especially Salafis and those who are like Salafis, they have objection at zikr. Whereas in the Quran Sharif Allah has said, Ya ayyuhalladhi watabattal ilayhi tabtila. Wazkurisma Rabbika. Allah is saying, repeat the name of your Allah. That is what is zikr. To repeat all the time, Allah, 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 whatever, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. So Allah is saying, repeat the name of your Allah. Wazkurisma Rabbika, and do it in a way, watabattal ilayhi tabtila. Full devotion. Nowhere else, no other attention for anything. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ. He is رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. In here, there is a unquestioned question and the answer. that if I'm just going to make zikr all the time, what about my food? What about my dunya, my house? So don't you worry, whose zikr you are making, he is Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. He is the Rabb, and Rabb is the creator, nourisher, provider, everything that is Rabb, of the East also, of the West also. In other words, the whole world. You are making his zikr, who is doing everything. You worried of your bread and butter. You are worried of your cup of tea. But he is the Rabbul Mashriq and Maghrib. And who is he? La ilaha illahu. There is no one else, only he. So you are saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. This is from the Quran Sharif. That you make the zikr of what is called Nafi Ithbat. Negate all things besides Allah. And establish the oneness, the qudrat, the power that Allah gives rozi, Allah gives shifa. Everything is in the hand of Allah. And you'll see things will go like that for you in your life. Until we don't become qudwa, examples, people, they don't follow theory. They want to see. So there must be people like that who are engaged in the zikr. And you see, all their work is being done, and it's being done much more better than the people who are engaged in dunya. Their work is done. Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the people say that Maulvi's income, salary, how is he going to eat? But at the same breath, they say, this Maulvis are living it up. They say, how are they going to eat? How are they going to live? But then they say, this Maulvis are living it up. Every meal of this chicken, wherever thou art, and how much of all the chicken, and what preparation for them. They are getting the best. When they travel, first class, business class they are traveling. We have to now go economy and stand in the queues and that. But for them, everywhere, VIP service. So in Pakistan, when the floods came recently, then the people who are like the modern liberal people, they say, we who used to say that from where is the Maulvi going to eat? His earning is so small. From where is he going to eat? But we saw with our eyes, he was feeding the nation. And where the government organizations couldn't reach, where United Nations couldn't reach, NGOs couldn't, Maulvis were there and feeding the people. They say we take our words back. So we just become Allah's. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta ho? When we are making the zikr, somebody asks me, what are you asking? What do you want? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta ho. From Allah, I want him. He must be. Wo ho jaye mera. Main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din main dua mang. With that fervor, the ashar that we read, we will be discussing our form of zikr. There are many other forms of zikr of other mashayikh. We don't interfere. Kisi ko chherna nahi aur apna chhorna nahi. We don't interfere with other people. Yours is right, wrong, anything. And we don't leave our tariqah. So the ash'ar which have been prescribed in our zikr which we make, they not the zikr. But they the aid for the zikr to be done. Then you get the spirit of zikr. If you don't have that ash'ar and you don't have the focus, then zikr becomes very like a burden very soon. You don't see any benefit. What am I making zikr for? This ash'ar will help us to gain the momentum, to keep up the momentum, to increase all the time. So all the ash'ar are very, very necessary. So we read the ash'ar and we all should read. And mashallah, there are students from Indonesia, Malaysia, students from China, African countries who have learned the ash'ar. And think for ourselves, many of us, till today we don't know the ash'ar also. Even the basic ash'ar. And you can repeat the same ash'ar also. But you should be learning, and they have got such, they are impregnated with such meaning, spirituality. What great, then you will enjoy your dhikr, and you will make your dhikr accordingly. So we should keep, the Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi, La ilaha illahu, fattakhidhu wakila, La ilaha illahu. Illahu is dhikr of isme zat, Allah. Allah, Allah. Both the zikrs of La ilaha illallah and isme dhat, Allah, I establish from this ayah. And then, fattakhidhu wakila. واصبر على ما يقولون. So much details of zikr. When you're going to do this, then you should not have objections. Other people might have objections. You're not working. You have become lazy now. Whole day you're only making zikr. Though you're making 10 minutes zikr, they will say whole day you're only making zikr. You got nothing else in your head. All the time just making lot of things. Allah said from before, wasbir ala ma yaqulun. You make sabr. There are lot of comments you will hear. Don't get frightened for those comments. They will come. You wasbir ala ma yaqulun wa hajurhum hajran jameela. And if they still trouble you a lot, then you separate from them. But see the condition the Quran put. You separate from them, but hajran jameela. A beautiful separation. Don't divorce your wife now. Don't leave your family just like that now. I'm just going to the cave and I'm going to the jungles and I'm going to make zikr. I got nothing to do with you people. No, hajran jameela. And what is hajran jameela? That they wasbir ala ma yaqulun. They tell you all terrible things. Hajran jameela alladhi la shikwa fi. No complaint about them. What you are accusing me about, I don't got no complaint about that. La shikwa fiha wala intiqam. And no, you don't take no revenge from them. That's so when something goes wrong in their life, you say, you see, you people not making zikr, this what happened to you. That's why this problem came to you. That's why this happened. No. This hijran jameela, in which there is no complaint about anyone, you just carrying on doing your work. And time will prove, as in many ayahs, that first وَتَرَبَّسُ فَإِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُتَرَبِّسِينَ. Wait, I'm with you, I'm waiting. And we'll see, Allah's command will come to pass. But don't, you just wait quietly. And if you are doing your zikr reasonably, nobody can do it perfectly. Allah give us tawfiq to do it as perfectly, reasonably. They will see that this is the right way. But there aren't those people who are doing it in the first place. We do it 1-2 days, then we don't do again. And we do it, now we become big-headed. I'm a big Sufi. I'm a big wali of Allah. And people not recognizing me now. I'm flying in the air. People not recognizing me. So not like that. Do it properly. So choose our time and then we set to make our zikr. Preferably with wuzu. In fact, you can say must with wuzu. But it's not must. But make it with wuzu that you are making your zikr. And set facing qibla. And with regard to qibla, there are so, what great benefits of facing qibla. But unfortunately, in namaz also, our legs, we don't face qibla. So we're losing out. Many unfortunately, and worst of all, take notice of it, the hotels of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, they are designed and the architects are non-Muslims. And purposely they put the toilets facing qibla. When you sleep, your legs face qibla. And we don't notice it also. It may change our way when we sit there. When we disrespect qibla, Kaaba, we lose a lot. Many of our homes, just to keep the architecture and the aesthetics, to keep that in order, everything, we even compromise the direction of qibla in our toilets, in our bedrooms. So we're losing out terribly. And the barakat of the Kaaba, it is immense, immense. So we will get, so face qibla when we make it. And set crossed legs. Like that, more normally, adab is that we set two-legged, like in a tihar position. But this is the type of sitting that is prescribed. Set cross-leg, and then you start with your dhikr. First, try and read 3 times, qul huwallah, and pass the sawab to all the mashayikh of our silsila. That will bring lot of barakat into our dhikr. And then read the ayat, fadhkuruni adhkurukum. And think, don't just read the ayat for the sake of just the words or the capsule without any meaning in it. That you remember me, Allah says, fadhkuruni adhkurukum. I am remembering you. Allah remembers all His creation all the time. But that when you remember Allah with obedience, Allah remembers you with kindness. When you remember Allah with disobedience, Allah remembers you with the retaliation accordingly. Either some warnings or either then some punishments will come, etc. So now you are remembering Allah in the remembrance of, and you are making dhikr which is above the normal farz. You are doing more. Allah also, His inayat, His kindness to you, pours on you also accordingly. Also, read the hadith. Hadith Qudsi. Ana jaleesu man zakarani. I am the company. I sit with that person who is making my dhikr. Allah is everywhere, all the time. But Allah's special attention now when I'm sitting for dhikr. Already your dhikr is where if we do it like this. And then you start with your dhikr, you read the ashar. For example, Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera, or main tera yaar raho. Oh Allah, you be my friend and make me your friend. So this now, that la ilaha is going to bond us with that. Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera, or main tera yaar raho. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho muhabbat. Khalq se main bezaar rahun. My love is only for you and I'm independent of everyone. Like this we make our dhikr. And then 10 times roughly, you don't have to count, but if you want to count, it's all right. Roughly about 10 times from your left side you start. The heart is on the left side. And you move not with your head, but your whole torso from the waist. That you move to the right. La ilaha, like that. Not your head like this. There is the tariqah of other people. Ours is in this way. Your torso from the waist. La ilaha. You move it to the right. And you keep in your mind that from my heart, I'm vacuuming now with la ilaha. There is no greater vacuumer than la ilaha illallah. We have many vacuum machines. Dunlop, Sunbeam, many brands of vacuum. This vacuum machine is La Ilaha. Brand name is La Ilaha Illallah. It will pull out everything negative from the heart. And going to the right now, you're throwing it out on that side. All the negative with La Ilaha, you threw out, you took out. And a person who fears, like I've got pride in me, I got jealousy, I got laziness, I'm too hasty, I'm too slow, I'm too temperamental, I'm too two-sided, what, bipolar, whatever it is, what you particular fear that you have, take it out from this. La ilaha, I'm taking it out and I threw it out. Illallah, and I'm putting only Allah. The pure name of Allah, all the purities of Allah, no impurities, only pure. 100 times you vacuuming, our carpet you vacuum one time is enough. If you need be a second time, you don't need a third time. And your heart, this is not vacuuming and cleaning the toilet or the toilet walls or the floor, the tiles or the car. This is your heart you are cleaning. And how long it takes to read 100 times? Not even about 5-6 minutes. At the most 7-8, not even so much. And you are vacuuming. But do it regularly. Do it consciously. Do it being awake. Do it passionately. And alhamdulillah, there are many of our friends, they then reported. When we did it, then we saw the result. We saw what it is. And otherwise, we just quiet also. Everyone is quiet. Shaykh doesn't inquire, how's your zikr going? We don't report. We just carries on. But those who do it, they find a difference. And they find a great difference in it. Whether it's woman, whether it's young girl, whether it's elderly, there are so many people, they really taking the full benefit. So 100 times like that. And make our zikr for us as men. Try and make it, if it's possible, this will be even more better. That half of the zikr, 50 times, do it on our own, individually. And 50 times, do it with a majma. Try and have a few friends together. On all our masjids, try and establish a zikr halqa. You don't have to go and sit in the imam's mimbar and do it. Anywhere in a corner you sit, but you make it together. That zikr has got a different effect, and what you do on your own has got a different effect. And get both the benefits of doing it with your friends also, and doing it individually also. So if you divide it, and 100 is very little. The buzurgs of not long past ago, their zikr was 120,000 times a day. La ilaha illallah. 120,000 times Allah. Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Amir of Tabligh Jamaat, he explained to one friend who told us that where Hazrat you from in summer and winter, from Fajr till Zohar or till 11 o'clock, zikr every day. Then he became Hazratji. We also all want to become Hazratji. We become paper Hazratji, cardboard Hazratji. Become genuine, bring that in our heart and then see what work Allah will take from us and what conviction we have. Love of deen, love of akhirah, the reality. And people will be able to see this person is just for deen. And they will see that his life just carries on smoothly. Things just go right in there. This is what it is to bring into our lives. So, the different ashar, the kitab is printed, we'll be giving it out also. It will be given out also. If for a start, look in the kitab and read. But try to learn it off, that is the ideal thing. And read it and then have more thoroughly we know, and more than the words, the meaning. And more the meaning, the deeper inside of it. And Allah will open on a person. As he goes, Allah's love is unlimited. And Allah opens doors of his love. And those who go, the doors open to them. And they see what that love of Allah is. The love of a woman, love of our children, love of our business, which is all permissible also. But that has got nothing and it's got its great limitations. The love of Allah has got no limits whatsoever. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ They become very, very strong in their love of Allah. And the height of it we can see is in the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala. Not in the Anbiya. We won't see it in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught a deen which covers for the whole ummah. The Sahaba were permitted to transcend asbab also. They crossed the water without bridges or anything. They drank poison. They spoke to the animals, in the wild animals of the jungles of Africa. The Nabi won't just do that because he is an example for the whole ummah. But the individuals, when they raised in the footsteps of the Nabi, they reached these places, this height. And those doors, Nabuwa's door is closed, no question. But the door of Siddiqiyat is open. The door of Salihin is open. All those doors are open. It's for us to endeavor. Allah has given us this month. Allah has brought us here. We discuss this so that it must come into us. So we make 150 times 50, otherwise 100 times. Make it 2 times a day if you find one time to be too long. But it's not long. Do 100 a day. And then 100 times Allah. And Allah, you don't make any movement in Allah. You just concentrate on your heart. And Allah, and the nur of Allah is coming into my heart. And also ulama have written, especially for the ulama, etc. And even for us all, we have to give advice to other people. First fill your heart with nur, then give advice to other people. Whether it is bayan, or a mother telling her children, or ustad telling his students, but first you have nur in your heart. And this is the nur of Allah you are putting. And as you are putting, like you got a glass, for example, somebody left half a cup tea there, and you didn't throw it out. You're just pouring water. That will push out that water, that tea. And now finally, you'll have clear water in there. How much are you going to put water, and with what force and pressure you're going to put, it will push out the other contents that was in there. Then you'll have pure water. So the heart also, whatever it has got, with how much we going to focus, Allah, the nur of Allah will come. And all the negative things, Allahu Akbar. Our system of Islah, which our Akabir has given us, is not hard work. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah gives the example. You had a piece of land which you were not using 10 years, 15 years. It was just lying empty. So trees grew there, weeds came, thorns came, wild animals came, snakes came in there. Now you want to build there. You want to build a house, your son getting married. Now you're going to go and clean it. And if one way is, you start now, you put laborers for you, you start digging and taking out the weeds. It's rainy season. As you clean 1-2 meters, your back is paining. Now you take a little, you stand up a bit to give your back some rest again. And when you look at the back, what you clean 2 meters, weeds have grown again there with all the rain. And as a simple way, you just put one matchstick and let it all burn out. And everything has, and that makes fertilizer for the ground again. So that is one easy. So one way is to take out one spiritual disease which we got. I got pride, I got hatred, I'm lazy, I'm too slow, I'm too fast. One thing. Then we took out one and you see another 10 are back again. You take out another one, another 10. And one is you just put the fire of the flame of the love of Allah. And everything will burn out. Also one beautiful example, Hazrat Maulana Ilahabadi. No. Ji. Nein. Maulana Wasiullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, of Ilahabad. He gave this beautiful example from the Quran Sharif. And this is how Allah opens Quran to people. When Bilqis, the queen of Yemen, she made mashura in her parliament that Sulaiman al-Islam has sent a da'wah of, I must accept Islam. What do you people say? So they gave their views. Then she said, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. Normal procedure of kings are when they enter a country, they cause havoc and destruction. They break things, they go on a rampage, they loot, they rape, all the wrong things they do. إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةَ وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. This is their method, this is what they're going to do. So what do you suggest? So on that he says that when Allah attacks your heart, you brought Allah to attack your heart, Allah, and you emptied out Allah, the heart from everything else, only Allah. Then the first thing, when the enemy who have gone to, they enter the country and now they are in charge, first thing they find out the opposition. Who are our opposition? The prime minister, old prime minister, put him in jail, put him in exile, kill him. All those people. So Allah also looks at his opposition. Pride there is. Jealousy there is. So Allah puts all those opposition of his, he puts them into exile. Or he kills them all. Now it is his country. He is going to rule that country. So you brought Allah in your heart. Now your opposition also, Allah will destroy them. Won't allow them to be there. They mustn't cause problems as you're running the country again. They sabotage your plans. They make all other problems. Allah removes all of them. So the zikr will do all this for us. But do our zikr regularly. That is very, very important. After the zikr of Allah, more details are explained. But as we go, Allah will open. It is written in kitabs also, more detailed explanation. Read it there. After, first we explain that create the love of Allah in our hearts. And the easy way, just look at the ni'mat, the favors of Allah. Then you'll automatically love Allah. And harness that love with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah will just swipe you off and make you His. He will grab you and make you His. And when Allah will love you, then He will just forgive all your gunas also. Who you love, natural thing, you forgive that person. You love your wife, she made mistakes. But you forgive her because you love her. Your children, you love them, they made mistakes. But you forgive them. Allah just forgives wholeheartedly after that. And then after that, what our namazes. And the greatest is in Farz namaz, you come the closest. And then with nafals, go closer to Allah. And the nafals that we had explained, try and do them and see we get close. Then on top of that, complement it now with the zikr of how can't we win? And there are not only this, there are so many things. You have to win. Just like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, woe to that person who finds Ramadan, passes it and he didn't get his food. How can't it happen? Ramadan, Hafiz Ibn Rajab, Rahmatullah Ali, says that Ramadan, if you didn't get your Islah, you didn't get your forgiveness in Ramadan, where are you going to get it then? This is such a medan, this is such an occasion, you have to get it. And Allah has made it. So all these things are also the major part of Ramadan as far as time is concerned is past now. But the major time as quality is concerned is here now. So don't now dismay that, oh, this is our story. Oh, 20 days, oh, Ramadan went so fast and I didn't do anything. No, don't worry about talking or thinking. Now what I've got, let me, and the most valuable part I've got. The end part of it, the last 10 days are the most valuable days. Till the last moment of Ramadan, till when the sun sets on that night when the moon will be sighted, till that last moment. In fact, till we don't get news of the moon being sighted, we might be out of Ramzan, but we all the barakat of Ramzan we still get. We were with Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in Saharanpur. On the 29th night, we were making Tarawih already. Some commotion at the back. What's all the commotion? Somebody saw the moon. So Hazrat said, leave that, we'll see afterwards. For us, is the ruling is still Ramzan. Let's finish our Tarawih. And so we can get the sawab of Tarawih. What we will say, stop everything. Make sure, find out, is it already moon sight or finished? Stop everything. No, Hazrat said, carry on. After that, people said, Hazrat said, make witr. We'll get the sawab of Ramzan witr stuff. Then we will say, and what it turned out, old men, where there was so much fluorescent light, the masjid was lit up there. And all the beadings there, he couldn't see those beadings. He said, where is he going to see the moon? He can't see in the fluorescent light, he can't see those big, big beadings. He's going to see the crescent in the sky. So it was turned out to be a false thing. So anyway, so it is Ramzan for us, till when it is established, announced, accepted that it's Eid, till then it is Ramadan for us. So Allah give us tawfiq. So our farz namazes, our nafal namazes, all the other nafals we explain, then the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala properly. After the zikr, very, very important is tilawat al-Quran Sharif. We have discussed few bayans already of the importance, the value of Quran Sharif. Try and refresh it in our mind. I can't live. وَلَا تَدَعْ قِرَاةَ الْقُرْآنِ فِي أَيَّ حَالَ. Don't miss the Quran Sharif tilawat. And there are two things in Quran Sharif. One is our normal reading, which you start from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen till قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. All of us, it must be in our daily routine. If you are hafiz, ideal is to come to 3 paras a day. And if you not a hafiz, 1 para a day. Otherwise, whatever amount, 1 pay, Quran Sharif tilawat, as much as you do is little. As little as you do is a lot. Right? So Quran Sharif, we must try and make it our will. And then also increase the quality of our tilawat. No, tilawat with tadabbur, with feeling, with love. And look into the meaning. It must bring into you. Let me get that tarjuma of Quran. Let me see this tafsir. I'm not satisfied. Another tafsir. I'm not satisfied. Then you'll see the Quran opening on you. We are not know-alls that we just know. You might be teaching tafsir also. But still you require, when you now see, middle of the night you're getting up and you're taking tafsir. And now you're checking, yeah. Then you will see the Quran opening to you. Then we'll know what is Quran Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So, tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then certain specific surahs, like what we have started today after Maulana read for us Surah Fatiha. Like that, certain specific surahs. We'll discuss a few now. That one is Yasin Sharif. We should try and read it once a day. Encouragement is given in the hadith in the morning. Given at night to read. Different times. There are great virtues. But at least also remember that all these things is like you're going to a chemist where they are selling all vitamin tablets. Now when you'll tell, and the salesman will tell you this is good for the, you'll want to buy the whole shop. You won't know what to take or not. You need somebody who will be able to choose for you. For you, according to you, you need this, this. So also all the different surahs of the Quran Sharif to read, lot virtues for all. We can't do all of it. That is one reason also you have a sheikh. What the sheikh has prescribed, do that. If you want to do above, over and above that, ask permission. But don't just choose of your own. That I read this, and whether that narration is authentic or not, or anything, then I want to do that also. I want to do, that's the nature of a person. He wants to try and do everything, but see what we have to do. So amongst that, one is to read Surah Yasin, preferably in the morning. Man لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَلْبًا وَقَلْبُ الْقُرْآنِ يَاسِينَ. Everything has got a heart. And the heart of the Quran Sharif is Qur'an Yasin. Man qara'a Yasin. A person who reads Yasin, man qara'a Yasin, kataba Allahu lahu. Allah writes for them, qira'at al-Quran. The recitation of the Quran Sharif, ashara marrat. That you read Quran Sharif, the whole Quran 10 times. So much thawab you get. And then also when you have got this capital, don't sit with it. Share it. Give that sawab now to your marhumin. Even that one thing you can give. Or your one sitting of your wazayf and to work out also. Think for yourself. For example, a person, he says, I'm working from home. And he tells his wife, don't disturb me now. I'm working on my computer. She might be thinking you're playing games there or watching cartoons there. But you are earning hundreds of thousands there. You are earning millions there. Just by your little this way, that way you are working. Work, say half an hour work a day to get akhirat. And what the wazifas, if we can come to that, if Allah gives tawfiq, you'll see what we are earning in half an hour, what your earning is. And it's not only for akhirat, definitely not. It's for this dunya. You'll see the fruit of it in this dunya. Rands and cents, pounds that have got to value currency, it will just wither away. It's got no value what actually we can be earning and what we should be earning. So read. So Yasin Sharif we read. Then together with Yasin Sharif, after between Maghrib and Isha, we try our best. Preferably between Maghrib and Isha to read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakalladhi. And it just means a little bit of an adjustment. We went to one Darul Uloom and mashallah they had a system. All the students have to sit compulsory. After Maghrib they read Surah Waqia and they read Surah Tabarakalladhi. So I told them, after that we set for all the programs. I said if you read Surah Waqia you can read after Isha. But Surah Tabarakalladhi and Alif Lam between Maghrib and Isha, it comes in the Hadith. And it is in the tafsir of, very authentic tafsir, the whole mashallah, one of our friends gave me the whole printout. That if you read it between Maghrib and Isha, you get the sawab of standing in ibadat the whole night of Laylatul Qadr. Throughout the year we can get that sawab. Therefore, ulama have written, there are those buzurg whose every night is Laylatul Qadr. Not that one night that we are searching for. That every night is, you just read Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Tabarakalladhi. About quarter supara, about 6-7 minutes. Hafiz, if you want to read a bit fast, 5 minutes. And you get all that sawab. Read it in namaz, in your awwabin. Your awwabin is, now the value of it is even gone more. So much more the value of it is gone now. So you'll get the sawab of Itabarakalladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda between Maghrib and Isha. And you will get the sawab of whole night of Laylatul Qadr's ibadat. In one hadith it comes that Alif Lam Mim Tanzeel. In the hadith more it's referred to as Tanzeel. We say Alif Lam Mim Sajda. A person, it is Najiyun. It gives you your salvation, your protection. It will come on the day of Qiyamah to a person who read it regularly. It will have two wings, put its two wings on that person. And then announce, the surat will announce, La Sabila Ali, La Sabila Ali. Nobody can get to him. No azab can touch him. Nobody can interfere with him. He is in my protection. In one hadith it comes, Khalid ibn Ma'adan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the narrator of the hadith. He says that on Qiyamah's day, there's a person who was a sinner also. The hadith, the surah will come and tell Allah Ta'ala, I am a part of your Quran Sharif. Accept my intercession. And if you don't accept my intercession, write me off your Quran, which is impossible. So Allah will accept his the intercession of Tabarak al-Ladhi. Also, all the virtues are for Tabarak al-Ladhi and for Alif Lam Mim Sajda. So you will get. Khalid ibn Ma'adan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that a person who had passed away, then this news reached me, somebody had saw him in a dream, etc., that in the qabr, he was a very sinful person, but he never neglected his Alif Lam Mim Sajda. He always ready. So in the qabr then, punishment was coming, and it came and it surrounded him and protected him. And it repelled all that punishment, and it gave him full protection. So this is what we have to do. So Surah Yasin, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Tabarak al-Ladhi, Surah Waqiyah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 9 daughters. And he was a good friend of Hazrat Usman Ghani. And when Hazrat Usman Ghani became the Khalifa, third Khalifa, and he became very ill, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Hazrat Usman came and visited him, and he said that, I desire to fix a state already by the time of Hazrat Umar for poor people, needy people, different types of stipends, allowances were already in vogue. I want to, the state allowance I want to give to you. So he said, I'm already leaving the dunya. You can see I'm not here. I'm just a visitor for a few minutes now. So he said, that is why I want to do it. Then automatically the state rule is, it goes to the children. You've got 9 daughters. What's going to happen to them? He said, oh, them I took long time care of them already. I taught them Surah Waqiyah. And with full conviction, there is no question about their rosy. No university degrees. No hair salon, and no some putting mehndi for women, and no baking they have to do. Just read your Surah Waqiyah, how long it takes, and guaranteed they will have no problems whatsoever. On his deathbed, he's got no worry for his 9 daughters. Ya Allah, give us that yaqeen. And 100% it is there, we are keeping away from there. We have that yaqeen. So we read our Surah Waqiyah also. Then, also it comes that the 10 ayats at night we should read. The Sahaba used to talk among themselves, we don't know any intelligent person who should not read his 10 ayats every night. The 10 ayats is from Alif Lam Mim till Muflihun. Ayatul Kursi till the Surat, till the Ruku. And Lillahi Maafis Tamawati till the end. These are 10 ayats. A person who reads them, then that person, shaitan, doesn't come to him for the whole day if he read it in the morning. If he read it at night, whole day shaitan doesn't come near him. If you are freed from shaitan, protection you got. He can't take you now to all these other things, paddle tennis and all. Instead of paddle jamaat, now you're going paddle tennis. All those things, shaitan can't come to you. If you read it at night, the whole night you won't take out your phone now and look at this and get involved in that. And before you know where and where you are gone already. Wherever it is read, the place, shaitan doesn't come in that place. If you read it at home, shaitan leaves. And the thing is, this needs also little time. But where shaitan goes away, then malaika come there. Shaitan, when he comes, he first makes it very rosy, very enjoyable, and then he takes out his ugly head, and the worst things happen then. And malaika come, then things calm down, cool, very simple, easy. Not all that fast life, and all that jumping, and like animals, and all that. That goes out. And then all the barakat, and goodness, and protection, and health, and love comes there. So that happens. 2-3 things. Firstly, that shaitan goes out of that person, out of that place. 2 things. Third thing. A person who reads these 10 ayats, he will never get any unpleasant surprises with regard to his wealth or his family. that a robbery took place, house burned down, this happened, that. No unpleasant surprises in your health and in your family. Fourth, if it is read on a mad person, he'll also come right. The stand ayat, if it's read, what is a drug addict? Nothing. What is an alcoholic? But we're not using it. We haven't got that yaqeen. We are filled with guna all the time. It will help. And the narrator of the hadith says, a person who is a hafiz of Quran will never forget his Quran. This will give him his protection. He will never forget his. So the 10 ayat. Then there are a few others also. We'll carry on, inshallah. Today is Jummah also. We make dua, inshallah. Get in case need.